Next up is a former wrestling superstar with a product that changed his life.
Former pro wrestler Diamond Dallas Page has just the thing for you. But be warned, DDP Yoga, quote, ain't your mama's yoga.
DDP Yoga was designed to help everyone.
DDP's list of clients include former wrestlers such as Chris Jericho and Edge.
I've been doing it for over 2 years, and I can't live without it.
And it don't matter what your age or your fitness level or what kind of shape you're in.
It builds strength and flexibility, and it's good for your heart.
Diamond Dallas Page is one of the rare wrestlers that has had a post-career career. You are saving lives. The two most famous ones, Jake the Snake Roberts.
One person sticks a hand out, and that person for me was Diamond Dallas Page.
And Scott Hall.
In my lifetime, I've learned hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last. But bad guys do.
It's DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
So high five.
Welcome, DDP Yoga Warriors, to another edition of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins. I am joined by the lovely and talented Stacey Morris and, of course, the quintessential stud muffin, Robert McLaren, as usual.
And, hey, Mike.
How are you, Stacey?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh. Hey, Robert.
Doing good.
All right. Kind of a last-minute swerve here on DDP Radio. DDP was supposed to join us here tonight, but unfortunately things come up. In his world, he's probably the busiest person I know, and sometimes it gets a kink in the wheel. But we are really excited about tonight's show. We have Coach Rick Koster from he's an author. He's got the book Roll Up Your Sleeves and Get to Work, which is available right now. RollUpYourSleevesBook.com. He's going to be joining us here tonight, and he is the ultimate motivator. I mean, if he's the guy you want to go to get your ass in gear and get things moving. So we want to welcome Coach Rick to the show. How you doing, Coach?
Wow, I'm awesome. That's a great intro. Thanks. I'm ready to rock the house tonight.
All right. And Coach Rick isn't just – he's just not some guy we're bringing on here. He's the DDP Yoga Warrior himself. You've been doing DDP Yoga for 8 years now. Is that right?
I think I was one of the first DDP warriors out there. We were doing this stuff 8 years ago before it was even DDP yoga. And I'll tell you what, transformed the way I run my business and I ran my life. I'll tell you what.
Now,
one of those things.
You want to tell us your story with DDP yoga and how you got into the community and how you pretty much, you know, created the community, because you were one of the first guys to actually get on board with this program before the Arthur boom, before the hype and all the stuff that went along with it. How did your DDP yoga journey start things off?
Well, you know, I've known Dallas for years, and I watched him through his wrestling career. We've been friends, and I actually was his coach at one point. I worked with him as he was transforming from wrestling into his next step in his career, which at that point we didn't know what it was going to be. He had tried yoga, he'd been doing yoga, and he says, man, bro, and you know how it's bro. He goes, bro, you got to try this. It's going to kick your ass. I said, well, okay, I'll do anything. And he and I worked out before and really just showed me how I can gain that flexibility, gain that strength. And, that, you know, at 50 years old at the time, I was as strong as I'd been, as in good a shape as I hadn't been in. And I said, this is crazy, yoga? Kind of like, what the heck is this yoga stuff? I've been in the gym. I've worked out. I'm a former college athlete. I played lacrosse and football in college. I know you try to put those together, figure out how I did that. Completely different
sport. It sounds like you never thought yoga would be something you'd actually be partaking in, right?
Oh, heck no. You know, there's no way. I mean, I'm a big, tough guy. I'm 6'4", 240 pounds.
Go ahead.
I mean, I go nose-to-nose with Dallas. We stand nose-to-nose with each other. We look like two brothers, except I'm bald and he's not.
What is Dallas doing? being the face of yoga to DDP yoga. It's not just yoga, the namaste thing. You got football players, you got jocks doing it. You know, I see pictures of you on your website, and no offense, but you don't look like the traditional yogi. Get the bald head, the badass goatee, you know, you look like a big guy. And, you know, changing the face of yoga to DDP yoga.
And that's what it's all about. That's what I found is it began to something that resonated with me. I was able to find something where I didn't have to be just hum and try to, you know, do a stretch and up dog, down dog, sideways cat. You know, I'm going, what the heck are you talking about? But when I get down, you get down to it. You can do the diamond cutter. Boom, you can bang that diamond cutter out. You can get the stretches in that you need and shows you how to use that dynamic resistance. So all of a sudden, I'm starting to tone up differently. You know, I traveled all over the world. I was traveling all over the world running sales teams. And for me, you know, if you ever traveled extensively, diet is probably not the number one thing on your list. Because you're taking clients out, you're meeting with customers, and it's good dinners because you're on your expense account, and all of a sudden I ballooned up to over 255 pounds.
Wow.
So I had to find a way to lose this weight and get back down to an acceptable post-football college weight. And this helped me do it. I mean, I lost, you know, 20 pounds. Got down where I'm comfortable with it. And, I'm balancing it in right now.
Now,
so you still do it. You still do it after all these years.
Oh, sure. Matter of fact, this afternoon, I got to work out in this afternoon. A little quick one, you know, 28 minutes, boom, I'm done. There's my workout for the day. You know, and the first time I started it, I really did it for the mental side of it because it made me focus. It kept me back focused again. And then the physical side of it, for me, was really, because, you know, I'm a physical guy. The physical side for me was secondary, where a lot of people look at it for, that's the first thing, it's the exercise, it's that. Me, it was the mental toughness that I had to get to be able to hold the pose, to stay focused on that. That's what I found was really empowering to me.
Now, your personality, just reading about your bio and stuff in your book and, getting to know your personality through your website and stuff, seems like you're kind of like a no-nonsense guy, kind of like the guy, like, you know, the no-excuses guy. I can imagine what it's like when you and Dallas get together and have a conversation, because it's got to be empowering for a lot of people to get to know you guys.
Well, you know, there's no BS. There's zero BS. It's straightforward, no nonsense, no holds barred, and just go after it. Here's what it is. Stand up or shut up. You know, step up, do it, or get out of my way. You know, I always go and with the premise of lead, follow, or get out of my way.
And that's where a lot of people who took the deep yoga journey finally just, you know, a lot of us, especially me, had been beaten down by life for a long time. I hadn't taken care of myself. I hadn't taken care of, you know, any of my situation. And finally you get to the point where you're like, you know what? I have no excuses. I have no one to blame for this by myself. And once you realize you are the cause and solution of your own problems, it's a really empowering way to kind of move forward. And what is your approach to – we're going to take callers here tonight, too, to talk to Coach Rick. And we're gonna, if you have any questions on how to move through something, a mental roadblock, a physical roadblock, you know, whatever excuses you may try to come up with, I guarantee you, Coach Rick will find a way to battle those back to you. So if you have a call, give us a call on the show tonight. Stacey, we have the number?
Yes, it's 347-994-1216.
That's right. So give us a call if you want to talk to Coach Rick. Coach K, and he's got his book available on his website right now. It's called RollUpYourSleevesBook.com, and you check it out because he's the guy who battles excuses. Now, tell us about your sales career before then, because that kind of lays the foundation for your newest book. You actually had a book before this regarding the sales field. Is that right?
Yeah, I ran corporate sales teams for just 8 years. That's where I got to travel around the country on expense accounts. Built companies for billion-dollar companies. Sales teams, my last deal, I had 27 people, half the country, Canada and Mexico, on the road all the time, which is why I started my coaching practice right now, which is why I do what I do 11 years ago. Really focused on how do you become the best you can be. And one of the things that, and I'm going to give props to Dallas here on this one. In 1988, he gave me a book, Think and Grow Rich, when he was starting to break into wrestling. And we were both young and dumb at the time, I think. But we were both coming up, learning our business, learning our craft, learning our trade. He handed me this book, and that's where I became this, I got to be about personal development, got to be about self-development. So I took that into the corporate world. Selling was my background, selling was my skill, but I wanted to become the best salesman on the face of the planet. I want to be the best sales manager on the face of the planet. So now how do I become the best leader? So hone your craft all the time. And that's really what takes you to the next level, folks, is when you're out there, is you have to make a commitment to become the best, become excellent at what you do. And that's what I found has really transformed people that I work with, clients that I work with, and my own business, transformationally.
Now, what do you get yourself in that mode? So many people are so dead set on getting by at the bare minimum, just getting by enough not to get noticed, not to get fired, enough to just not quit. But, you know, you really want to go above and beyond and excel in your field. Where do you get the motivation to do this? You know, you could just skate by at the bare minimum. What makes you want to be the best? What is in your head that personally drives you to, you know, be the best you can be?
Bottom line, and I outlined it in the book Selling for Geniuses, which is my first book. And what it really was, purpose, knowing why you exist. A clearly defined purpose and a set of defined values are what's going to help you. When you know, and we can talk about, you know, look at Stacy, the transformation that she made. She had a purpose in life. She knew what she wanted. Arthur, the other guy. Look at Arthur and anyone else who's been there. Once you find it, you define that purpose. You have a clear set goal. That's the number one thing. Got to have some clearly set goals. Then, and only then, can you get into action. And you got to know why you're doing it. Why am I doing it? What's my reason behind it? You know, and at one point, you just got to understand that clearly defining whatever it is, call it your purpose in life. You know, we are all put here for a reason by our Creator. Whatever that is, you may or may not know it, but it still is what it is. Your job is to go after and find out why you're here. Think about the transformation mentally, what that does for you. If you know that you're here for this reason, and that's your singular purpose in life, and that's what you work on to accomplish every single day.
And Coach Rick, do you work with individuals, groups, or both?
I actually work with both. I have an executive coaching practice. It's an executive business coaching practice. I work as a life and business coach. You know, some people have told me that after the first three business sessions that I work with my clients, it becomes life coaching because we're working on things like relationships, health problems, all the things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis that help us or harm us in the realms of our business. So the coaching is really about helping an individual and a company achieve their potential, maximize their potential and their effectiveness. So I work with both groups. I do group development in life, leadership, and sales, and I do one-on-one coaching. So if anyone's interested in that, they can reach me through my website, and we'll be happy to sit down and, you know, give them an opportunity. We'll chat with them, see if there's a fit. In fact, If I can, I'll just say if anyone wants to do that, wants to reach out, either they call in or catch me through my website, I'll give them 30 minutes free coaching. So, you know, because you guys are allowing me to be on the show, 30 minutes of free coaching just for asking.
Now, that is a deal. That's a great deal.
Now, I'm looking at your blog here. What is the bald truth? What's the story behind that?
Well, you see my picture, right?
That's right.
It is. It's about straightforward. It's the truth guy. And I've become known as the truth guy. You know, you want to hear the truth? You know, you remember the old Jack Nicholson line? You can't handle the truth? Well, it's really about, are you willing to hear the truth? And when in the coaching mode, the client, I have to ask him, are you willing to hear the truth? Are you willing to be honest with yourself and listen to the truth? Here's what's going on. So I position myself. I'm not for everybody, I'll tell you that. My coaching style is pretty straightforward. It's a no-nonsense, no BS style. So it's about getting the client to recognize what's really going on, what changes they need to make, and then, boom, what actions will they get into? And that's the bottom line, is how do you get into action?
That's a great point. You know, the can you handle the truth? I find that so many people like to sit in their, you know, chairs and him or her or him or her or him, but seldom do people actually want to take a hard look in the mirror and find out what can I do better or what's going on with me that I'm not doing right that's making these situations, you know, better or what have you. You know, seldom do people want to take that cold hard look in the mirror and find out what am I doing to contribute to the problems that I'm having right now.
Oh, all the time. That's part of it. There are so many ways. Delay is being afraid, worrying, getting stressed, feeling tense, uncertain. Action is certainty. And so we really have to look at what causes that delay. You know, action creates results. That's right. Massive action creates massive results. So just ask, why do you delay things? There's so many reasons why people delay. It could be fear, limiting beliefs, lack of commitment, poor judgment, underlying behavior patterns that are unhealthy, all of this. It could be tons of different things. So really identifying what's holding the person back and then dealing with it and get your ass into action. Pardon my language.
Now, that's a good point. I mean, I know you probably come up against people who throw up excuses to you. Are you always able to break down that pattern and break through sort of that resistance, or are there times when it's just like, you know, this person's not ready?
Well, sometimes people are just not ready. The bottom line is they haven't felt enough pain where they are as opposed to the pleasure of where they want to be. We really work in a human psychology. We really work in the areas of pain or pleasure. We want to avoid pain, and we want to achieve pleasure. When you break it down to the bottom line, it's really simple. The hard part is accomplishing that. You know, think about someone who overeats. When does the pain of being overweight override the pleasure of that chocolate cake? That's the truth.
Yeah.
And until that pain.
And it can take a long time.
Well, sure. I mean, you guys are you know, the models for this.
Yeah.
Think about it. Well, you know, the pleasure of going out drinking, the pleasure of going out partying, you know, that's kind of cool. That's kind of fun. So the pain of recognizing that you destroyed your relationship, your marriage is messed up, your kids don't talk to you, and you're either out of shape or you're unhealthy, whatever it is. As soon as that pain becomes and hurts too much, let's call it, then the pleasure of doing the things that are unhealthy, that are not getting you where you want to be. You wake up in the morning, you go, you know, I'm broke because I've been spending all my money. It's been a lot of fun. I've been shopping. I got lots of cool junk around my house, and it's really neat stuff too. But you know what? I haven't been saving the way I'm supposed to. When you come to that realization and that hurts more than going out and shopping some more, that's when you make the transformation. There are a lot of things that cause us to delay, though. Like I said, fear. I mean, fear gets in the way and prevents us from moving forward. Own personal limiting beliefs. I could never be skinny. Sish, did you ever say that?
Oh, yeah. That was sort of a mantra.
and look at you now.
Yep. I know. It's amazing.
But
I think there's this principle that I've discovered that people will not let their security blanket be yanked away until they're really ready. And it's a process. It doesn't mean you're a failure. You know, I get a lot of people writing to me thinking that they're failures because they haven't gotten it the first time out of the gate. But I think learning to live without your crutches just takes some time. You know, and that's probably where you can help them in that transitional process, I would think.
And that's exactly it, because a coach is a lot of things. They're a friend, a supporter, an encourager, an accountability partner. There's someone who will have empathy and understanding for what you want, but also not allow the excuses to come through. And sometimes it's as simple as asking the right question. You know, one of the things that I work on learning is how do I ask the right questions that are going to create that pain. One of the phrases I'll use is I like to do open heart surgery on my clients. Cut them open, let them bleed out on the floor.
Ooh.
Figuratively, of course. And that's hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah, until it hurts. I'm going to ask you the question, until it hurts so badly, you go, I've got to do something. This is no fun.
In a way, that's like, you know, putting a stronghold on someone, to use a wrestling term, you know?
Absolutely.
And get them to really start, you know, looking at what needs to be looked at.
And as I work as a coach, those are the things that if you're ready to make a transformation, you have a feeling, you say you're willing to make a change, you got to be willing, number one. Number two, you got to be willing to put in the time and the energy to change. And number three, you got to be able to accept the truth, be honest with yourself. At that point, then you can hire a coach. You can bring somebody on to help you along. You can have, you know, and if it's just somebody like a Dallas, who's there as an encourager for you. I mean, he's acting as a coach. He might be a paid coach, but someone there that will encourage you and keep you going. But you got to be ready first.
Oh, yeah.
Procrastination comes in that situation, too. Like, so I have a goal, let's say. I have lots of goals. And, you know, right now, sitting on the couch feels pretty damn awesome. You know, what's your first, you know, suggestion to somebody to first start getting the ball in motion to moving forward to their goals? Sitting on the couch feels awesome right now. I can always save my goals for later. What's the point of actually getting up and doing it right now rather than saying, I've got years to do this?
Well, recognize that inside of you there are two competing forces. Really two competing forces. One is saying sit on the couch. One is saying get up and go to the gym. Sit on the couch, go to the gym. Sit on the couch, get into action. Sit on the couch, get off your butt. Intellectually, the one that you allow to take control, that's the one where you're going to be. If you let sit on the couch control you, you're going to sit on the couch. If you decide, again, it's about making a decision. Decide to do something. The first thing is it's really about getting your head right, getting the attitude that you want correct. The second one, this is outlined in the book, Roll Up Your Sleeves and Get to Work, really the form and function of what I do. The second piece is make a commitment and make a public commitment. The moment you make the public commitment and you say to somebody, I am going to go to the gym. I am going to start a new job. I am going to save $100. At that point, you've got that commitment. You got to put it out there into the world. You got to write it down. You got to set a goal. That's what's going to get you off the couch.
Yeah, and inking it. Dallas always says, write your goals down. Ink your goals. You know, keep them in front of you at all times. And that's one of the that you know changed my life. I was the guy. There was always going to be tomorrow. My hip was screwed up. I'm 315 pounds. It's always going to be tomorrow. I got a whole lifestyle to change my life. You know, once I actually sat down and wrote my goals down and realized how, you know, monumental these goals are and how I have to do this because I'm 32 now and my life is passing me by and, you know, I'm still fat as hell and I'm not getting any skinnier. I'm not doing anything with my life. That's when you kind of realize the urgency. You know, we don't live long and it can all be taken from us tomorrow. And, you know, that was what really just changed me is just, you know, looking at my goals written down and, you know, being accountable to those goals, and you know, it really changed my life. As your life has changed, and so many people on Team DDP Yoga, whose lives have changed.
Oh, absolutely, and you know that's the power of it. In Roll Up Your Sleeves and Get to Work, I map out my entire what I call Smart Way goal setting process. You literally are going to get a Smart Way goal. You can get a Smart Way goal sheet. It's a process. It's built there for you. You can write them down. It takes you through step by step. Everything from establishing the goal to coming up with the reasons, the excuses, to come up with the excuses that you'll have or obstacles that get in the way, and then, you know, how do I overcome them? You create that of yourself. And that's created in the book. Right in the book. It's in there. There's some worksheets in the back. The book is really about roll up your sleeves. There's a whole section at the back of every chapter that says it's called roll 'em, which means you're going to get into action and do some exercises that are going to move you forward. Because, again, I'm about the bald truth and about getting into action.
That's so awesome. You can get that at rollupyoursleevesbook.com. We're talking with Rich Colster, Coach Rick, and he's got some great points in his book, and I'm excited to check it out. It seems like this book isn't just, this is how you do it, see you later. It's really just kind of like, developing, your goals and really just, making yourself work on you rather than, just the quick, here you go, see you later type of thing.
Well, that's it. This book isn't a theoretical book. It's not, it's pretty thin when you come down to think about it. It's a pretty thin book. There's not a lot of fluff. There's not a lot of BS in it. It's about getting into action. Hence the name, roll up your sleeves and get to work. They get the book, and I've had people call me and say, you just transformed me. I'm now in action. I get clients. I got an email, actually on my Facebook page is a client that put something up, hey, Coach Rick, we're using our Smart Way goals. Thanks for teaching that to us. That's the kind of things that you can learn. And it really is, once you learn them, it's all about now that you can get down and write your goals out. And you guys can all get, I'll throw it to you guys, if you send me an email, say goal planning sheet, GPS, I'll send anybody who wants one an electronic GPS. Just email it out to me. Just send it to, go to my website or rick@coachrick.net. It'll come to me and I'll send you an electronic GPS sheet, goal planning system. That's what I create and I design. It's in the book as well, so if you want the book and you want to learn how to do it, get the book. But the reality is, I'll send it to you. This is about changing people's lives. And I learned that from, my association with Dallas is, you help enough people get what they want, you're going to get what you want. Returns come over tenfold. That's a blessing that I've learned and I want to give back to the world.
It's so important to pay it forward. And actually, we've got a few questions from the chat room for you, Coach Rick. The first is from Vicki, and she is in a leadership position herself, and she wonders, how can you recharge your batteries when others are depending on you for encouragement and guidance?
Put something positive in. It comes down to, what are you putting in every single day? What's the good stuff? There's a term in the computer business called GIGO, G-I-G-O, and it stands for garbage in, garbage out. So if you're programming and you put junk programming in, you're going to get junk results. Well, I flip that around, and I tell my clients, put good stuff in. Tell yourself good stuff. Use some affirmations. Tell yourself that you are the grace leader. Tell yourself you are a person that loves to work with my people. I am a person that's a great listener. I am a person that's self-confident. Tell yourself this. Your brain doesn't know what's real and what isn't real. Whatever you tell it, it's going to believe, right?
It's so true. Yeah, it's so true. I tell people it's really important what you feed yourself. And I'm not just talking food. It's what your thoughts are, what you say to yourself.
Absolutely. And if you tell yourself positive stuff, look, the world is a negative world. We know that. We recognize it. If you want to go to the water cooler, folks, if you want to go down the street, you want to read the news, you want to listen to the newspaper, you want to read the newspaper, listen to the news, watch TV, what are you going to hear? Bad stuff. You're going to hear negative things. People are going to talk about what's going wrong as opposed to what's going right. So is it any surprise why we go, Life ain't that good. This could be better. Or, jam, I'm feeling crappy. Or I'm just not into it. Because we're hearing all these negatives. It's a way of life. Your brain doesn't know what's different or not different. I mean, what's real and what's not real. Think about it. And guys, think about this, guys. Robert and Mike, you ever hear a sound in the middle of the night in your house? You hear this sound in the middle of the night. It sounds like something. Somebody even came in the back door opened, or something got knocked over, and all of a sudden you're wide awake. What's the first thing that you think is happening?
Somebody broke in.
somebody broke in. That's right. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, where's your adrenaline? What's happening to your adrenaline?
Shooting up.
Yeah, it's spiking.
Boom. Yeah, where's your blood pressure? How's that blood pressure going?
Flying through the roof, man.
Boom, yeah. Adrenaline's up. Heart rate's up.
Mm-hmm.
Blood pressure's up. Breathing's up. All of a sudden, you know, this is kind of, uh-oh, somebody's breaking in the house. So your body, physiologically, your brain has told you someone's broken in the house. Now, do you know if anybody's in the house yet? No, of course
no.
not. That's right. But your brain told you it is. So physiologically, your body is making that transformation into, I'm ready to fight. This is why we find men walking around in the boxer shorts with a baseball bat in the middle of the night because a cat knocked over a vase.
Now, so many people, I mean, I hear this excuse all the time, and you know what? I've made it myself, to be honest with you. They use the excuse, well, it's just the way I am. I can't change. You know, people are set that they're kind of given this personality, this set of genetics, and it's hardwired who they are. You know, how often do you see people who, you know, are a certain way that, you know, have certain traits that they just don't think, you know, are capable of turning around and they can actually change their situation, you know, with positive thinking? How often do you see that transformation when people are just so dead set on, this is the way that I am, I can't help the way that I am?
If that's their mindset, they don't change.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. If you believe that this is who you are and this is the way I am and nothing's ever going to change, guess what? You will never make the change. You'll never take the first step. And look at everyone who's made transformations through DDP yoga. Look at every one of the success stories that we've had. What was the first thing that happened? They saw themselves transforming. Dallas saw himself wrestling again. He had a vision of himself. He believed in himself and had a vision of himself wrestling again. Stacy, you saw yourself, you know, in skinny clothes, you know,
mm-hmm.
right? Am I right?
Yo, yeah, and I would treasure map. I would put my head onto the body of some magazine, you know, model or whatever in a commercial, and I'd say, okay, I can't picture it for myself, but I can physically put it together on a treasure board, and that's what works.
And that's it. It's visual. We are visual people. What we see is what we go after. And that's it's a technique. It's a trick, let's say. But that's what really can transform somebody. Use whatever it takes. I tell everybody, do whatever it takes. If it takes you putting your head on the body of a model, then do it. If it takes you having somebody knock on your door, having a fitness coach knock on your door, or an accountability partner call you on this, or whatever it is. You know, if you want to learn something, you have somebody, you say, okay, I'm going to put my goal, and I'm going to hold myself accountable. I'm going to allow someone to hold me accountable for doing that, and then allow them, give them complete permission to do it. Now, it may be tough, it may be hard, but it keeps you online. I have my own personal accountability. I keep my own business coach, and we chat, and he says, okay, what are you going to do this month, Rick? What are you doing to grow your business? What are you doing to remarket, rebrand? Whatever happens to be the topic of the month, what are you going to do, and then what are you going to do it by? And he's allowed to check in at any time to see how I'm doing. Allow yourself that permission. Give yourself permission to allow someone else to challenge you in a loving, compassionate, empathetic way. But allow them to do it, or you'll sit on the couch, eat bonbons and watch TV.
That's right. Accountability is huge.
Oh, sorry, Stacy.
No, just accountability is a huge part of success. I totally agree.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It comes down to allowing someone to hold you accountable.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Don Schmelhaus on the line. He's got a question for Coach K. And also, if you want to hit up Coach K, and ask him a question. Coach Rick, is that how you pronounce it, Rick?
Coach Rick.
Coach Rick, okay. Coach Rick, if you have a question for Coach Rick, give us a call, 347-994-1216. Press 1 to speak to the host, and we'll get you in. But we got Don on the line. Don, what's going on, man?
Not much. How are you guys?
Hey, Don.
Hey, man.
Coach Rick, you're just another piece of the puzzle with DDP Yoga, why I love this community so much. I'm got my own personal mission that I just created myself several years ago, throwing out something positive every day to the world through Facebook, through Twitter, just because there's so much negative crap out there.
Amen.
And just like you said, I'm listening to you talk, and it's like all the bubbles that I blog about and I throw out every day, you're throwing them out there too. And it's like I'm listening to myself throw bubbles. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's really the cool part is, and again, we all have to motivate ourselves. Like you, my personal thing is I blog, I post, I'm a big social media guy. So I'm going to put up something positive every single day. And I everybody thinks I do it for them. First and foremost, I'm doing it for myself. Keep me
exactly
positive. And you know what? If I can touch someone else's life in the meantime, man, what a blessing that is. You know, God gives me the opportunity to reach out there and touch somebody else's life. And at the same time, I'm keeping myself positive. That's the way to do it, Donna. Hey, hip, hip, brother, you keep doing that. You know, absolutely, keep it up, because you never know whose life you're going to change.
That's exactly why I do what I do, and I've said the exact same words before when I've been asked, why do I do this?
Yeah.
But I got
you have a question?
One. Yeah, I do. I have a question. Everybody knows life has bumps, and your life, just like everybody else, is going to have bumps. Do you find that you end up coaching yourself while you're coaching or helping others when you're having a difficult time or something goes sideways in your life?
All the time.
Okay.
It's all the time. You know, as I work with clients, I'm able to relate some of my own personal experiences, successes, but also when I hit that roadblock, you know, because of what I do and my passion for what I do, it forces me to go, okay, is this really, okay, is this a death, is this the end of the world? No, it's not. Is it really end of the world? And ask yourself questions that I would ask a client. Say, okay, if this was the worst is behind you, what's in front of you?
Right.
Yeah, a lot of self-coaching all the time. But it is always, I'll tell you what, it really is nice to have a coach you can call up and say, hey, bro, I got a question. I got to challenge you. And they do the same thing in return. So I would recommend to anybody who's listening, if you do not have a coach, every elite athlete in the world, every business owner that I know that's killing it, every one of them has a business coach. Or every one of them has a coach of some sort. Someone they can go to hold them accountable and help them achieve what they want to achieve. Find that person in your life, folks. Find that person, that man or that woman.
One last question for you.
Go for it.
I know you were in sales for a long time. How did you get into the coaching world?
Wow.
The life coaching.
I think it was, for me, it was something that was just a mission for me. Having run sales teams for so long, I had a lot of people. There was, my story goes like this. I was traveling around the country 180 days a year, and I was on the road 182 days one year. I have two daughters. I have two beautiful daughters. They're both in college right now, but at the time, 11 years ago, you can imagine they were both babies, you know, seven and nine, I think. And I just started seeing that I wasn't spending as much time with them. My quality of life was changing. And I had to make that transformation to get into a quality of life. And what I was doing out on the road with my sales team and my clients and my customers, coaching, nurturing, encouraging, all the things I'm doing now with clients in a private sector in my own business. So I actually met a gentleman on the plane flying from Dallas-Fort Worth, where I'm based in Dallas-Fort Worth, to Long Beach. And we got talking. I said, you know, I want to help. And actually, at that point, Dallas and I, and this was, gosh, 99 or something, Dallas and I had been talking about how do we help other people create a program. See, he was always destined to create something that was going to give back to the world, whether it was motivational or in what it ended up being. And I know God has a plan for each one of us. Dallas ended up being the yoga guru because of and creating DDP yoga because of what he was doing and because it helped transform him personally. So he took that personal mission. For me, what transformed me was having someone, a mentor and a coach in my life. And someone explained it to me, and I went, wow, that's really great. I mean, I can help other people and maybe make a living doing it, and so far so good. And but the really the bottom line is that purpose. What's that purpose in your life? And that's what transformed me, that got me going, was really understanding why I was put here, is to help people achieve their potential, really help people, because I have a gift for it, and I'm able to help that. So living to your purpose, I think, is the answer to your question, and just allow yourself to do it. And that's how I got into it, just as a passion. And I've been very blessed to be able to turn it into a profession that not only helps others, but also provides for my family as well. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir, it does. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Glad you got the call in tonight.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, Don.
Y'all have
now,
a good
Coach
night.
Rick,
you too, bro.
I got to share something with you personally. For me, my transformation wasn't overnight. It took a long time to get to the point where I am, and I still realize completely that I have a long way to go in my transformation as a human being in general. The first thing I had to do my situation together at all was to kind of fix my head. And that's the first step I kind of had to do. Before I could change my body, before I could heal my body, I had to get my head straight. How much of this is mental and how much of it is just getting off the couch and moving?
Well, the reality is I think it's probably 80% mental, sometimes more. It's primarily, I mean, the physical side of it, how long do you spend in the gym every day? How long do you spend doing your DDP yoga?
Mm-hmm.
Doing DDP yoga, an hour maybe, you know,
mm-hmm.
to start off. How long do you do it when you start off? Probably got the 11-minute one, right?
Yeah.
You know, because you can get all the CDs. I mean, I have all the DVDs myself. I follow along like everybody. You know, do the 11-minute one, 15-minute, 28-minute, work your way up to the hour. So you're hitting the, you know, all the cores, whether it's the diamond dozen, whatever it is. But it's really about the intellectual part, the mental part of it. And when we work with executives, they know what to do physically. They know their business, but it's really the mental side of it. See yourself working. Your brain can make you do anything you want to do. It's that powerful a tool. It's that powerful of a thing. Its brain can allow you to do anything if you really allow it.
That's really profound too. One of the things that really clicked for me was when I realized that I'm overweight. I'm 100 pounds overweight when I started this. And every time I'm reaching for that brownie or reaching for that cake, it is my hand, my brain's physically sending a signal to my hand to reach up, pick that up, and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately the power and the choice is ultimately completely on my shoulders. I have the power to reach for that cookie or not reach for that cookie. And when you have that, when you realize that you have that power, it becomes a really profound moment for you. And I don't know about anybody who's listening to this, but it's all about realizing your power as a human being. And I think Coach Rick will agree with this, that, you know, we do have the power to change our lives, and we do have the power to, you know, be the person we want to be.
Oh, without a doubt. You're absolutely, you're dead on. That's exactly it. We have the power. We've been told for years and years we don't. We've been told forever, don't do this, don't do that. It's that whole attitude mind shift. Roll up your sleeves is about three things, and this is my mantra to every single person that I work with and I talk to. Attitude, commitment, and action. You can't have action without commitment. You can't have commitment without the right attitude. So it all foundationally begins with having the right attitude. How do you wake up in the morning? Do you wake up in the morning and go, oh, God, it's morning. Oh, I need coffee. Oh, my God. Or do you wake up and go, thank God it's morning. I'm ready to go. That simple change in thought process changes you physically.
Absolutely.
Wake up tomorrow morning.
It's at rollupyoursleevesbook.com. We're talking to our coach, Rick, who's the ultimate, you know, no excuse, you know, bald truth, make it happen guy. Roll up your sleeves and get to work is, you know, that's the title right there. I mean, you have the power to make your life as good or as bad as you want it to be. Hopefully you want to make it good, but, you know, get Coach Rick's book, rollupyoursleevesbook.com. Really excited to check that out. If you have any more questions for Coach Rick, you can hit us up in the chat room or give us a call. Maybe we're wrapping things up in just a few minutes. Coach Rick, do you want to have anything else to say to anybody, any final words to kind of just, you know, send us off with tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Remember, excellence is a habit. If you want to be great at whatever you do, make excellence a habit. Make a choice to be excellent at whatever you choose to do. Doesn't matter whatever you're professionally, personally, but just make a choice to be the best that you can be. Doesn't mean you may not end up being the best in the world, but you're going to be the best you can be, and that transforms you right there. Get up, roll up your sleeves, get to work, get your ass in action, and that's really bottom line what it's all about. That's the bald truth. So a couple of things, you know, one of the things, anyone who wants to go online, picks up my book from the Roll Up Your Sleeves book.com site. Again, that's rollupyoursleevesbook.com. I will throw in an extra CD of Hitting It All Together, another one of my motivational CDs. I'll put that right in there, and you'll get that at no charge. That's a freebie, a gift for me, a bonus from Coach Rick for listening here on the radio. And anybody who does that tonight, and I'm sure that everybody who comes in tonight is going to come off the show, you'll get that bonus CD as well. So go to rollupyoursleevesbook.com, click on Order Now, and I'm going to throw in a CD for you guys.
Wow, that's very nice. And I also want to point out that you have a YouTube channel, and I just put the link up a couple minutes ago. But if you Google Rick Colster and YouTube, you'll get his channel, and it's got a lot of inspirational videos on it.
Oh, yeah. We put up the Bald Truth. Every week or so, we put up a new Bald Truth, just a little something, a little two-minute piece. And I'm all over social media, so if you want to go to Facebook, you go to Coach Rick's Bald Truth. That's my fan page. Go ahead and become a fan, and you'll get a motivational clip every single morning.
And I'll bet if they follow you on Twitter, they're going to get a lot of little motivational tweets every day, too.
Same thing. Yep. Coach Rick Colster, 1K. And I think
awesome.
You've got some links up there, too, right, Stacey?
Yep. I put some links up, and, you know, this show will be available in less than 24 hours, right, Robert, on podcast?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And people can download the inspiration. But I think it's just really crucial to revisit what you said about what you say to yourself. I think that is one of the best foundations you can give to yourself. And you really don't even have to believe it in the beginning. Just you got to feed yourself good stuff.
No, absolutely. And it's, again, put that good stuff in your head, folks. As you listen, tell yourself, I am a person that loves to work out. I love my DDP yoga. I love getting out of bed in the morning. I enjoy this. I am good at what I do. I'm a loving father. I'm a loving mother. I'm a great sister and a great friend. You tell yourself that, your mind will believe it, and your mind will transform your body and put you into action.
Yeah.
And that attitude, massive attitude change will give you massive results.
And that people don't realize that, you know, a lot of people see DDP yoga and they think, oh, the lifestyle isn't just about getting on the mat and stretching for yoga. It's about eating clean. It's about, you know, the workouts. But even most important, I think, in my life is the positive aspect of DDP yoga. When I started my website, mikeat90%.com, that was the thing that hit me the hardest, was 90%, 10%. You can either live your life 90% or you can let the 10% rule your life. And that's the saying that 10% of life is what happens to you, the card you're dealt, and 90% is how you react to it. And any negative can be a positive when looked at from a different perspective. And I think that's a big misconception about the DDP Yoga program is that it's just a workout, because it really is. It's an attitude. It's the positive atmosphere. It's the positive people who, you know, are in this workout. And Trick is one of the most positive people we have on board, probably the most positive. We're giving Dallas a run for his money. And we want to thank Coach Rick for being on the show tonight. Don't forget to pick up his book, rollupyoursleevesbook.com. I will put a link on that on my site as well. And Coach Rick, thank you so much. It was a really, really good show, one of my favorite ones we've done so far.
Hey, guys, my pleasure. Yeah. And you guys are doing some great work out there. You keep it up. Keep that DDP yoga community. Keep them motivated. Keep them going. And, folks, you know what? Just get out there and do it. Roll up your sleeves. Get to work. Do your DDP yoga.
Right.
Don't forget. Do it tomorrow.
Absolutely. And before we go real quick, I want to give a plug to Dallas is going to be going to be in Boston at the Boston Health and Fitness Expo June 14th and 15th. It's in Boston. You can check out ddpyoga.com. I will be there. The Boston Bad Boy is going to be there. And, of course, the man himself, Diamond Dallas Page. It's going to be a big thing. We got all kinds of TV ads up airing right now. If you're in the New England area, you've probably seen them. It's the Boston Health and Fitness Expo. Check out ddpyoga.com. And, Robert, anything else we didn't get a chance to touch on coming up?
No, I think we're good.
All right, man. Until next time, thank you, Robert McLaren. Thank you, Coach Rick. And thank you, Stacey Morris. Until
thank
next week.
You.
On the day.
Have a great week, everyone.
On your life. See you guys.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.